The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right, now, let me start off with apologizing to some of y'all who really took what I said in the last one poorly and sent me them little fucked up ass messages. You know what? I apologize to you, and I may have to do a whole podcast on apologies and stuff. So this is a very sincere apology, whether you accept it or not, whether you think it is or not, because it's public, you know? Hey, it's a public apology. And I apologize. I apologize that you took it bad. And I apologize on how the delivery was or whatever it is. But anywho, today's episode is called That Phallus. Yes. I love it. I love that phallus. I get so damn excited when I think about the phallus. My hands start to go into a grip motion, you know, a slide up and down motion. My mouth gets excited. I am always excited about a phallus. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I'm talking about dick, because some of you don't know what a phallus is. You know, I'm just trying to find a nice way to project what I'm trying to say. But let me tell you something. A good phallus is hard to find. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what prompted this conversation. So I was having a conversation with a guy. And, you know, he's telling me, quit, you know, creeping, quit doing the shit that I do. Okay. Does he think he know what I do? But he don't. And I basically said, that's rich coming from a married person. So he's telling me basically the best way for me to quit creeping and doing shit that I do, because I'm not married, is to just masturbate. He said it's basically the same. Oh, no, the fuck it's not. I was like, wait a minute. Repeat that? I said, because you just said, he said, well, okay. Well, maybe it is for a man. Wait a minute. You comparing pussy to your hand? You comparing pussy to your hand. Oh my God. I said, let me tell you something. That, look, everybody who wants to use toys, that's fine and dandy. Do whatever it is that you feel and need to do. But for me, that is not comparable. That damn toy is not going to stick his whole face in between my legs and devour my pussy like it's the best meal, the only meal, the last meal. I'm a starving ass meal. This is the best nutritionist thing I've ever eaten, and get the shit all over his motherfucking face, all over the beard, all over the eyelashes and the motherfucking eyebrows, and maybe all over your bald head if you got one. I don't know. But I'm just saying that a toy can't do that. It ain't gonna do that. And then the toy ain't gonna smack me on my ass and watch it jiggle a couple of minutes later. Whoop, 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 whoop. You know, after you spank it and shit. And the toy ain't gonna get excited getting behind me and be like, oh shit, I can't last back here. You know, because I know once you get back there, okay, you try this back shit, you gone. You're not gonna be able to fucking handle the wave. You know, how many licks does it take? It's only gonna take one. You gonna be a two pump chump from the back. Simple shit like that, that a toy can't do. Toy can't do that. A toy can't go back in. Yeah. Oh my God, the flashbacks. But I wasn't offended so much as what I'm trying to say is what how a natural phallus can do things. You know, because I get it. There's some people who phallus don't do shit. But hey, you need to get with me and get in my DM, because I've been making some powerful shit. And I've been getting some rave reviews about how that shit's working. And they phallus is doing shit that it's never done before. It's turning tricks. It's flipping tricks. And it's rolling over. It's rolling over 3-4 times in the night and popping that ass. Hey, I'm just saying. After I discovered it, it's taking off like, hit me up. You want to know more about the rollover, the soul ties, any of my sexual products that I make, just let me know. Anywho, back to the subject at hand, the phallus. But what didn't bother me or did bother me is, you know, there's 2 points to this. If you think the masturbation is equal to fucking, you getting some trash ass. You getting some trash pussy, or you giving trash dick. See, because at this point, you getting stability dick. You getting all he paid the bills dick or pussy. He paid the bills pussy. Oh, you giving that type of dick. You giving, oh, he's a good provider dick. You giving, you know, oh, he's a good man type. You giving petty shit, and you getting petty shit. Because at this point, you know, why is your shit, why is it dry? Baby girl, if your pussy dry, holla at me. Holla at me. I'm not going to hate on you, because I'm not fucking who you fuck. Mm-mm, don't want him. Don't want him. Don't want him. I'm copping a feel on a couple motherfuckers, but I promise you it ain't none of yours. And if it is, I don't know what to tell you. Just read up on the poly lifestyle and shit, and just understand that, you know, I got another big ass word coming up for y'all too. Start with a C. But anywho, you know, figure it out. Figure it out. Why your shit don't do what that one does, and you know, why your man out there tricking. Tricking. I mean, and then got the nerve to say masturbating is equal. So you sitting there playing with your dick and that's equal to some pussy? Oh my God. That means the person don't have no personality. I mean, your hand, it might do a little bit of suction on you, but I mean, your whole hand opens up. It's wide and shit like that. Like, a hand, maybe if you said a mouth was comparable a little bit to some pussy, you know, it might be parts of the tongue and the roof of your mouth or something that might be, you know, close to it. But damn, your hand and some lotion. You know, I used to work with this guy, and he had kids, but he turned gay. He had one kid. Let me not lie on him. He had one, and he said that was an accident. That was the one time he was with a woman. And I was like, why you don't like women? He said that shit feel like he stuck his dick in a jar of mayonnaise. I don't know what somebody's asshole feels like, but I don't know that it's supposed to feel like a jar of mayonnaise. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, you know, my nasty ass could ask those type of questions. We was working night shifts, so shit. I'm like, you know what? Why you don't like pussy? He said, ew, that shit feel like sticking my dick in a jar of mayonnaise. Oh, okay, but you'd rather stick it in somebody's booty. Okay, so anyway, get with me if you need to tighten your shit up. Literally, I got something for that. I'm just telling you, it makes life go by easier. So, you know, we talking about the phallus and everything. You know, I like that. I really do. I like a phallus that when it has a little curve to it and it hit a certain part of the body, I like a phallus that when he land back on his back and it's out and it kind of come up or pass his belly button. Hello, how you doing? Oh, I'm still thinking about that pretty thing. Oh, I think it is a little pretty little ugly little something. You know, they have all the little creatures on the memes that they be having on the internet talking about this is how your dick look when it's bald and it don't make it to the appointment, all that shit. Whatever, whatever, whatever. But, you know, the really high top ones are cute and stuff. And, you know, when they've been circumcised. Now, uncircumcised phallus, I don't know what to tell you. Your mama's sacrilegious or some shit. Didn't do you right. Didn't do you right. I swear that was part of what Abraham said we had to do. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of unsanitary. You got to be extra clean, okay? Do something different. I hate that for you. I do know that a lot of men said when they got circumcised later in life, they felt like they had a new dick. So, that's the only advice I got for you on that one. Anyway, back to the pretty phalluses. The pretty ones. Back to the, you know, it's just like men don't be saying hello to ugly women. You know, I'm not finna say hello to no ugly dick. Hello to the pretty ones. Good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you? You know, there's a difference between a small one, an average one, and a large one. Everybody knows what's what. I will say this. Pussy will adjust to a large one. Pussy will adjust to a medium average guy. I don't think pussy adjusts to little ones. I just don't. This is the whole grown ass pussy right here. This is a grown pussy. I really don't. I don't see myself being faithful or staying with a little bitty ones. I just don't. You know what? You get a little bitty one when you're old as fucking life and y'all ain't fucking no way. Then you can have that great conversation and he's just a good person type shit. And then you can make all this other shit up and, you know, it's health reasons, all of that shit. But right now, at this age, no. You doing your best fucking. I'm telling you, at this age, you have no excuse. And I'm going to tell you, I got a text the other day sent to me by accident. And the lady was saying she ain't had sex in 20 years. I mean, the whole text was funny. It was a bunch of shit going on. But that part, I almost cried. Because I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is absolutely horrible. Let me tell you something. So, I live in Houston. And Houston got some real whole stroll strips, okay? Real shit going. Real shit popping off over there. Them hoes is really about their business and they doing the most. And so I seen the hoes. I was on the phone talking to one of my homegirls. I said, damn, the hoes is out all invisible and getting their money and shit. They just out there. They just doing it, girl. They doing it. And, you know, we was laughing about the shit. And she said, well, damn. You know, they out there kind of wrong and shit. And they probably ain't right. No. No, no, no. See, what you don't know, what you fail to realize about them hoes is everybody think that hoes and prostitutes and shit got loose coochie and it's like that jar of mayonnaise that I was talking about earlier. But let me re-educate you a little bit because the coochie is a muscle. You got to use that motherfucker to keep it tight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you, I've been a nurse for a long, long ass time, and I ain't seen them motherfucking coochies fall out like an inside out sock. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to told you is when that thing gets that muscle work, I mean, come on, you think these men ain't paying, these Johns as they call them or whatever, they ain't paying for some coochie that they gotta fall in. They paying for shit that grip them and make them feel good. They getting their money's worth out of these bitches, so don't get it twisted. I mean, you may have morally not agree with what they do, but let me tell you, don't get it twisted. Them poles probably keep their coochie cleaner than half of these motherfuckers sitting at home thinking they shit is tight and right because they ain't giving it up. Whatever. No. Get your mind right, okay? No. But let me just go back into this whole little scenario because I got sidetracked.
I got sidetracked. You know, I was thinking about the phallus, and, you know, and I was trying to go get some phallus, and, you know, I was like, nah, I'm going to behave and everything, because, you know, a lot of times a phallus be attached to, a good phallus be attached to a raggedy motherfucker. It's just somebody you don't want to deal with, some inconsistent ass motherfucker. So I had jumped in this group, this little single people dating group and whatever, and I was like, I'm going to check this shit out, see what happens. Man, if the ugliest motherfucker did not jump in my DM, and I had to send this picture to my friends because I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Not only was he fucking ugly and he looked like Uncle Ruckus, and I was going to do a whole fucking podcast on Uncle Ruckus. If you don't know who Uncle Ruckus is, you have to know who the Boondocks, Uncle Ruckus. I mean, this motherfucker was like Audacity on sale at Costco and Sam. Like, they was buying it in the bunches and shit. I mean, it's wholesale shit. He's like, just looking at him, you know his dick got yeast on it. You know, just looking at him, you know it's an ugly, uncircumcised dick. Like, this man was so fucking ugly. And he had the audacity to be married. And I went and looked at his wife picture too. I said, okay, ugly be got's ugly. And I went and looked at it, and he's so fucking ugly. It had the audacity of a motherfucking god. Okay, because that's next level audacity. He was like, and we are poly. Bitch, if you don't get the fuck out my inbox, like, immediately. Like, I said, what in the fuck is the world coming to? I called my own girl. She said, girl, Jesus is coming. I said, bitch, Jesus is at the door. Did you see this motherfucker? I mean, she's talking about, he hard to look at. A bitch, fuck that. He hard the motherfucker, but that motherfucker hard on his damn self. Like, he can't even look in the mirror. I'm out of you, a motherfucking unicorn. If you don't go to hell with smoked out drawers and kiss my ass, motherfucker, you, the ticket you going to hell, you take your mama with you. That's how I fucked off that boy. Well, ooh, Jesus, Lord, forgive me. Ain't that what people say when they start talking all kind of shit? Lord, forgive me. Let me just go back to that glorious phallus before I close out, and how it's amazing in every orifice when it's the right type of forest. It's phallus when it's the right type of phallus attached to the right motherfucker. It has the right energy. It has the right everything. You just want to kiss it, love on it, and everything. And there's no replacement. I'm sorry, ladies. I don't care where you buy your toys, what kind of toys you like. There's nothing that replaces that. And so I say that to say, find somebody who's going to be more than your partner, more than your friend, and they got a good phallus. And that is what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.